The Syrian army is making progress in its fight against insurgents in the northern Latakia province. According to reports from the battleground, the army has regained full control of 7 villages and inflicted heavy losses on armed groups there. Military sources say dozens of insurgents, including a foreign leader, have been killed. The province has been the scene of fierce clashes between the two sides in recent days. Foreign-sponsored militancy has taken its toll on the civilian population. Based on UN figures, more than 100,000 people, including civilians and security forces, have been killed since March 2011. With more on our top story this hour about the Syrian army making progress in its fight against insurgents in the northern Latakia province in that country, we're now joined by Ala Ibrahim, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the capital, Damascus. Now, Ala, tell us about the significance of this fight, especially in Latakia.
Well, this is very significant. The rebels, they announced what they call the battle to liberate the Syrian coast almost 10 days or 12 days ago, and they want to from this operation to undermine the morale of the Syrian army and the morale of the people, the natives of Latakia. Latakia is considered to be one of the strongholds for the supporters of President Assad and the Syrian government. And what they wanted to say is that we can get to you even at your stronghold, even at your, the places where it's considered the safest governorate in the country. But substantial, the substantial achievement that was done yesterday and today by the Syrian army, along with the National Defense Forces and volunteers in that area, is that they managed to rebel the insurgents into the lines they were at before the insurgent attack was launched almost 12 days ago, as we said before, the battle to liberate the coast, as the insurgents call it. And this means that not only the insurgents did not achieve anything from this operation, they lost all the ground they have gained in the past 10 days. But now the Syrian army is on the offensive, and there are many reports that the Syrian army will not stop here. It will go on to attack Selma and Kinsabba, which are considered to be towns under the control of the insurgents and considered to be strongholds for the insurgents. If this is true, and if the Syrian army goes on to attack these towns, and if the Syrian army manages to capture these towns, then we are talking about an achievement of the caliber that we've seen in Qusair earlier this year, something that would be also very important to the Battle of Aleppo and Idlib, because Latakia, Idlib, and Aleppo are adjacent to one another, and the countrysides of these three governorates are linked through mountainous areas, through jungles, which makes it a very difficult fight for the Syrian army. But at the same time, once this battle or this operation ends successfully, the Syrian army would have been capable of cutting off main supply line for the insurgents going starting from Aleppo to Idlib governorate all the way to Latakia.
Okay, Allah, thanks a lot for that.